This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Dark Lord as we recap our Illinois Craft Beer Week events and move right into the weekend with stops at Beguile, Dovetail, Revolution, and more. So grab yourself a beer and let's get into this episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're here with Dark Lord. Special guest.
Three Floyds Dark Lord, 2018.
So we didn't have the opportunity to drink this on the last episode, where we usually drink it the week after the release.
Yeah, thanks, Jose.
Yikes. So here we are. We got the bomber here. We're also sipping on some Le Juice from Alarmist. There should be a video either coming up on our YouTube channel about this beer, but we figured we need it to balance out this 13% Imperial Stout.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Alarmist, man. This Le Juice is pouring quite nicely. Yeah, so this is 2018 Dark Lord. What is this, gray wax?
Yeah, like a gray, yeah.
Yeah, they're finally stepping away from the... my favorite one was a couple years ago. It was like Kelly Green with like some gold flakes in it.
Oh, okay.
And then like last year, I want to say it was black with like some silver flakes in it. Mm-hmm. This year is just like, you know, gray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that wasn't too bad to open.
No, I've seen worse, man.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really thick.
Yeah, we got some fantastic 20th anniversary Floyd's glasses. They got the super weird Floyd's logo on one side.
Yeah, I said it looked like a Super Smash Brothers logo.
Yeah, and a little dark matter on the other side. Nice. Yeah. It's always so thick and syrupy that we kind of get lost in the fact that it's a coffee beer, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, so we talked about it on the last episode, but you made it down there. You didn't pick up any bottles, but you went for the party, the event itself. And, you know, I know a lot of people do that just because it's a bottle share. It's a blast.
I'm fucking up, Brad. I'm trying to get some head on these so I just got spilled a little bit, man. should I get some napkins real quick, man?
Okay, sure. I'll talk through some Dark Lord here. So definitely go back and listen to that episode if you kind of want to hear Nick's experience going out there. He went to Moore for the Henna release and then made his way over to Three Floyds for Dark Lord Day, all in the middle of Chicago Craft Beer Week, or I should say Illinois Craft Beer Week, which came to a close this week.
Yeah, they didn't used to do that. It used to be the last Saturday in April, and then they just put it right on top of, what, ICBW?
Right, but it was probably a better call because the weather is way nicer.
Weather's always brutal.
Yeah. All right, so we got our taster glasses going on here.
Yeah.
And now you had this at the fest, no?
You know, just a little. Like, there was a little corner in the bottle that was being shared, so I didn't really get after it like I wanted to. Like, I didn't get a full pour of this.
Okay.
Whew.
It's got that burnt, like the burning smell, like almost like a tar.
Yeah, the burnt sugars for sure, right? And then it kind of smells the way I'm used to it smelling.
Mm-hmm. All smoky, like jerky, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Interested to try it, yeah. I haven't tried this year's. I've been hearing, you know, lots of good things about the bottles. You were talking about Chemtrail and I'm forgetting the other names of the ones.
Yeah, well, Brotilla and Brozerker, not to be confused, because there's two, of course, there's two bro ones, you know.
That is way thinner than I remember Dark Lord being.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's almost, it's got that traditional, you know, burnt, what did we say, burnt caramel?
Yeah, burnt sugar kind of.
Burnt sugar smell, but then, yeah, a different body than we're used to from Dark Lord.
Yeah, almost like portery kind of body. Usually it's motor oil, sticky thickness, coats your mouth. This finish is, it's like a much lighter coat. Like,
yeah.
It's the first coat.
Yeah, and then I like it because you can kind of appreciate a little bit of the coffee that's in there with the lighter body.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and to be fair, I guess they do tweak it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I opened up, what was it, like maybe 2 years ago, the Black Wax.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't, yeah, it was just a little, it was overwhelming. It was a bit overwhelming. Hmm. Yeah, the sweetness is kept in check here, I think. Though.
But that smokiness, like I am getting like a jerky smokiness out of
it. You're right.
Like more than that, like, cranberry kind of dried fruit kind of taste. It's kind of getting this weird smoke.
Yeah. A little smoke, a little molasses. And I think that's why people were playing up the port barrel versions, even the tequila barrel versions this year, because I think the body was a little bit lighter. It was really allowed the
alcohol to
yeah,
shine
allowed
through.
The alcohol and the barrel to shine through more, right?
Yeah, okay.
Instead of it just adding to what ended up being a mess in some of them in years past. This one actually is a little more in step. All the flavors are more in tune.
Yeah.
You know, it is more of like that dessert port than before.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. You could have it sit nice with a dessert or something else, like a smoked meat or something like that. Like it's going to stand up better to food where they were it was competing too much maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think like a burger with like a nice like Stilton cheese or something on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but then also like at the fest, you know, you roll out those chocolate covered nuts, or you roll out the, the ones with the smoke flavor on them.
Mm-hmm.
Those would go really well.
Some smoked almonds.
Yeah, the smoked almonds would go nice with this. Yeah, I remember doing that.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, the chemtrail and the hanji, the two like kind of runaways.
Yeah.
They were you get a little bit of the base beer in there, but man, it's transformed with the fucking adjunct.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're gonna sip on these as we recap the rest of Illinois Craft Beer Week. We got our backup alarmists if we need to balance this out a little bit.
Right on.
Because two people crushing a bottle of Dark Lord, it's gonna get rough in here.
Yeah, what he said.
Cool. So, Craft Beer Week ended.
Yes.
It ended Friday, so this was one of those standard weeks where then the weekend happened and the parties like continued. But from where we left off last week, this is like almost an ongoing story. Like every week it's just like to be continued.
Yeah, right. It's true. It's true.
So we finished, we did Beer in a Glass, you did some more releases, Dark Lord Day.
Ultra fresh.
Wednesday was the New England IPA tap takeover at Forbidden Root.
Right on.
I didn't make it there Wednesday, but I did go Thursday then. And
okay.
I still had like a handful on draft.
Yeah.
Not everything, but I only need like one or two New England IPAs and then I'm good.
No, I hear you. Like, yeah. Oh, so no flights for you.
No. Well, flights are fine, but like, only like two 16-ounce.
If you're getting a full pour.
Yeah, gotcha. But I could do like multiple like pale ales or regular IPAs. But something about New England IPAs aren't like a, let's get trashed on New England IPAs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I'm fine rolling up and trying one. I'm blanking. You'd have to check Instagram the one I had, but it was nice to see some of the ones they still had on tap.
Snooches Booches was there.
Snooches Booches. That's the one I had.
Okay.
I had Snooches Booches, right. Yeah. Which I get confused because Beguile has Booches. They have like a different beer, similar name, but yeah. So I made it over there. Then on Friday was a Good Librations.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't make it to that, but you went.
I just knew you were going to be there because I'm like checking the feed. I'm like, Brad's everywhere. He's probably going to show up here.
Well, I said Forbidden Root that Thursday. Then Friday for lunch, I went over to Corridor.
Yeah.
Because the day before they had that more release, like the more
Eat a lot of peaches.
Yeah. And so I'm basically missing all these New England IPA things by one day. So went to Forbidden Root a day late, went to Corridor a day late. So I was like, I'll go over for lunch. I hope they still have peaches on. I ended up getting peaches. Sat right next to Andrew from Beer Miscuous.
Oh, right on.
So we chatted for a bit, had our peaches. And yeah, and then I decided not to go to Good Librations, and I decided to bike to Alarmus for the juice release.
That's a good call.
I was going over to a barbecue at a friend's house. I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring a 4-pack here. This beer just got released today. I'm going to be the hero of the day. Show up with, man, like, the freshest, the newest beer that you could get in Chicago.
The stickiest of the icky.
Yeah.
You know, I can dig it, man. I like it.
So that's what I ended up doing, and I went up there for the can release, biked. It's about 6 miles here from the office, and then takes me about 8 or 9 miles to get home from there. So it's a hike.
Yeah.
I had a couple beers there in the tap room after the can release, but yeah, there's people coming in buying cans. They had food from Chuck D going. It's not like the Chuck D, like from Public it was Enemy? Basically like meats, like I think that's his like name, Chuck D Meats or Chuck D Beefs or something like that. So they had that going on. So I picked up two 4-packs of Le Juice. And yeah, hung around there for a little bit, and then, you know, didn't want to drink too much because I had to bike home. And that was now my second New England IPA of the day. So I was feeling ready for like a pale ale. Yeah. I just needed like, give me a cream ale. So I didn't make it over to Good Librations. So I'm glad you ended up going.
Yeah, it was a nice party. It's at Theater on the Lake, a place I've never been to. Mm-hmm. And I guess, it kind of resembles an airplane hangar on the inside, you know, like
really?
Huge vaulted ceilings. Oh, but then like there's a proper restaurant in front, and then the back is this huge party space, right?
Cool.
And then it's full on like luau theme, like, you know, beach theme.
You wear your board shorts?
I wore my white socks. I have a tropical white sock shirt. It's like a white socks bowling shirt.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Oh, so it's pretty cool. It's got all the logos on it. Oh, but yeah, they were giving out Lays. And everybody was with the theme. So they didn't even know what the tap list was going to be because everybody was bringing these tropical-inspired beers.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So love the terrace theme. Love the terrace tropical tiki party theme. Drink a lot of peaches. And what was the other one that those guys have? Squeeze It, the OG Squeeze It from Corridor. Those are a couple of the first beers I had.
Yeah, what did you think about that peaches?
Man, you know, peaches was legit, man. Yeah. You know, it's both tart and ripe. You know, and it was a good play. There's a warning that says, hey, if you get the growler, like, make sure you keep it cold.
Right. That's what they were saying at the tap room when I was there for lunch. Like, yeah, well, if you want this,
yeah,
we'll fill it, but let us know when you leave because we want to keep it cold.
Yeah. Right. So
they also had that squeeze it get released on that Friday, which
they did.
I wasn't there at the right time, and I wasn't bound to go back.
It's a 2 p.m. play.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, are you really going to be in Wrigleyville at 2 p.m.?
Right. I was there.
In most cases.
I was there at lunch at noon, so I could have hung around for another hour, but then I'm just like, my Friday is like destroyed, right?
You're
like,
in the bag by 3.
Let's just drink here.
You're like, well, fuck it. Why would I leave, right? Yeah. Another one I really enjoyed was Burnt City. Burnt City had a tiki face melter with hibiscus and lime. That was really good. The smoke-filled room with vanilla from Hot Butcher.
Oh, cool.
I really enjoyed that one. Rev didn't fuck around. They brought a barrel-aged VSOD to the party. People kept raving about Misbehaving Meads in Valparaiso.
Really?
Yeah, because they had a PB&J mead that was spot on, right? And the same thing with the ginger and the same thing. Everything they had, which is really interesting and fantastic, really.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, that's a great party. I'm just glad that we have a proper closing ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, I saw Cletus there. You know, he's like, yeah, man, I'm very happy here. Yeah, because he's got enough space to where he can have his restaurant open like normal and not have this party interrupt his restaurant traffic. And then all the traffic for the party just kind of flows through the terrace. Like, you don't go through the restaurant at all. You know, it's like it's a real event space.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea. And this strip on Fullerton is basically Fullerton and Lakeshore Drive.
Okay.
This is the beach that a couple years ago where they pushed out the beach. They pushed out the land into the lake. So there's this really massive new space with like concrete steps and just a lot more space to play.
Oh, that's nice.
A lot more grass and open natural space.
It's funny. That's like what most of the beachfront in Chicago too is all from the fire.
Yeah.
Where they just pushed it into the water.
That's true.
And then built on top of it.
That's exactly what happened, actually. Yeah.
So they just continued to do that. Like, pretty soon there'll be no Lake Michigan. They'll just be like,
we keep going out into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep going out. And you'll hear stories from, depending on what beach you go to. Like, I was at Jarvis Beach, and they were like, yeah, the shoreline used to be there. And now it's like, you know,
Right.
it's like way further out.
Back in my day, the beach was. I had beachfront property.
Dude, we built on the lake like crazy.
Well, that's awesome. Was it packed? Good amount of people there?
It was a good party. Like, I'd be surprised if it wasn't sold out. Yeah, there was a ton of people there.
And it was like a great day.
Kind of perfect weather. Yeah. It might have rained, you know, Puerto Rico style. It might have rained for like 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then it was back to partying. Like, nobody even left. It didn't even faze anybody.
Nice.
I met Girl Rates Beer.
Yep.
Who I think we follow on IG.
She was at the Ballast Point release.
Oh, she did mention that. I don't remember seeing her there.
Yeah, I was sitting across her. She's okay. Got some legit followers on Instagram.
Dude, and she's only 20. Can you imagine being 24 years old? So that means you probably, like, you don't remember a time where you actually had to hunt for the kind of beers that we take for granted now.
Right.
You know, if you're 24, you've just been drinking the good stuff.
I know.
Ever since drinking age, you know?
Yeah, we're not good enough looking to have those kind of followers.
Yeah, she probably goes very, very, very extended follower list, man. She's probably got a lot of followers.
Yeah, so... No, she's a super nice girl. Becca, is that Rebecca or Becca? I think that's her name. Yikes.
Girl Race Beer.
Yeah, check her out.
Yeah. Elmhurst Brewing Company was there. The Hopper Review guys actually told me about them. Their offering was solid. I had that Goza. It's like a sea salt Goza.
Hmm.
Sea salt, I wrote it down. It's from Pipeworks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
it's bizarre flavor profile, but like in the descriptor. But then when you drink it, it's like, oh, this all works.
Cool. Yeah.
I had a fun time, man. That was a really good party.
And then you also went to this Italian beef fest at...
Celery Goza. It was celery sour Goza.
Oh, interesting.
But it works. Like celery sounds like a wacky topping. It works.
Mm-hmm. So that was the closed Illinois Craft Beer Week. You also went to this Italian beef thing. I think that was the day before, right?
Or was no, it,
the...
it was Saturday.
It was Saturday.
It was the day after.
So look at that. Craft... Chicago, Illinois Craft Beer Week ends.
Yes.
And then Saturday, there was an event at Revolution Brewing.
Yeah.
And so it's like we talk about this all the time, Illinois Craft Beer Week, any of these beer weeks, there's no end. It's just every week.
It just keeps rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was the first Italian beef festival, and it was at Revolution.
Nice. Yeah. Well, how many different Italian beefs?
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, it's put on by what they call the Legends of Beef. So that's three. That's Mr. Beef out in Homer Glen. There is a Mr. Beef in New Orleans or Orleans.
Yeah.
But they sold that one.
Oh, so that's not there anymore?
No, it still exists as Mr. Beef. It's just not a part of the family. They don't claim.
It's not part of the beef family.
It's not part of the Legends of Beef. They don't claim. They don't claim them anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's Mr. Beef in Homer Glen. I want to say that's South Burbs. And then there's Bona Beef, which is West Burbs. That's Berwyn. And then there's Mr. Beef, Bona Beef, and then there's Al's
Beef.
And then there's Al's Beef. Yeah. So of the three, actually Al's is the original one from 1938.
Okay.
Yeah, but Mr. Beef was in 63, and then Bona started in 81. Bona actually has the most locations. They got 20 locations.
Sure, yeah, they got a lot. Do you have a favorite?
Honestly, man, I think, you know, I never had Mr. Beef before.
Okay.
Yeah. Al's is solid because it's near the day job, so we go there the most.
Okay.
And the Bona ones are all in the burbs. So,
right.
But the Bona ones, to me, are the, like, pound for pound, Bona's the best one.
Okay.
I mean, because the beef stands on its own. There's more flavor in the overall product because the meat on its own is so flavorful.
Yeah.
And then they come with toppings that aren't necessarily traditional. You know, you can get cheese right away.
More than just straight up giardiniera.
Exactly. You can get marinara right away, you know. And then they have they toast their bread so it holds together a little bit more. So I give the edge to Bona. It was cool to understand, like, the other two, though. Have them all at once. Kind of like Chicago Pizza Summit.
Yeah.
Where it's like you look on your plate and it's like, oh, shit, there's Homer Inn, Luminati's, and...
And now you can compare because you always will have them far enough between. You will never be like, well, that one's better now, but it's like how much have I been drinking and how hungry I am, right?
Exactly.
For me... I don't love Al's Beef because they do like a shredded beef.
It's shredded, and then you know, their topping is it's more diced.
Yeah.
Their giardiniera is diced and spicy. And if you talk to them, they'll tell you that, hey, we did this. You can have consistency throughout every bite. You know, compared to Bona, where Bona is just like chunky giardiniera. Like you might get just long peppers and tomatoes, and like it's nothing consistent about the topping at all.
Right. Yeah. Where Mr. Beef, they do have the like big shredded beef. things, but it's more of a smaller jardinera kind of.
Yeah.
They're more similar to, if you've ever been to Portillo's.
Yeah.
Mr. Beef and Portillo's are very close to similar beef.
Yeah, yeah. So Mr. Beef on New Orleans, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Beef had more of a celery jardinera. That for me, like, at the, when you get to this level, right, of like the legends of beef, like all the beef's pretty good.
For sure,
so,
yeah.
So I'm like, I can't distinguish like who has better beef, so I'm only going off toppings, and I know that Mr. Beef likes celery on his jardinera versus, you know, the other guys don't, and no vinegar in that one, you know, okay. But it's celery forward, like, yeah. So you just notice all these little differences.
Making me hungry.
Three beers for the three beefs, you know, that they got together. Al's was Fist City. Bona's was Cross of Gold. Mr. Beef, man, shout out to Mr. Beef because they brought the Galaxy Hero from it, and it's the only thing to keep up with it because there's in their jardinera, there's serrano peppers, and then there's also black pepper. So it's this melee of like these big chunks of heat coming at you, and really the only thing that you can contain it with is this 8% Galaxy Hero.
Nice.
So okay. I was excited to see that. Everyone else had the approachable, you know, just have a drink and let it wash away, these low ABV beers. And yeah,
Mr. Beef doesn't screw around. That's why I'm Mr. Beef.
Mr. Beef would not be tamed if this is a bit. It was a good party, man. And then they give you a tour of Revolution. Says they spent $1.5 million on 1.5 on their own kegs last year.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was kind of surprised by that. Nuts. But, you know, Lagunitas does that too.
Yeah.
They don't want to fuck around and wait for the distributor to bring out kegs. They're like, look, we got beer. We got a vehicle. We're moving the beer.
Cool.
Yeah. Largest privately owned brewery.
Okay.
They tossed that around. This was a good party, man. Let's see. There was a beef eating contest.
Okay. You won.
No way, dude. No way. You had to get through 6 beefs to win this thing. Can you believe that? Like not even sample size, like 6 beefs.
Yeah, that's a lot of beef. Yeah.
There's a lot going
on. I could maybe do 2.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good time. They say they're going to move that to Soldier Field next year.
Oh, cool.
I didn't understand that. Italian beef's like really like a Chicago thing.
Yeah, or jardinera, too.
Yeah, I mean, now that we're saying it, yeah. I didn't realize that until that day. Apparently, you know, in the 30s, I guess there were like these immigrant weddings, and they needed the food to feed a lot of people. So instead of traditional slice, they sliced it a lot thinner, so it was, you know, stretched more. And it's kind of like our thing, which made it cool that it was at Revolution, because Revolution was like, if you remember back in 2012, the closing ceremony to back then Chicago Craft Beer Week was also the launch party for Rev Kedzie.
Oh, okay.
So in this era of tap rooms, you know, that's one of the ones that kind of like was that there at the beginning of this current like era of like really heavy tap room concentration. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was cool, man. I enjoyed every minute of it. I haven't been to Rev Kedzie in a long time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think I stopped in for a beer not too long ago, but yeah.
It's a gigantic space, man. They've done mini golf there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, their ties to C2E2, so they do a Comic-Con, like cos party there.
Yeah.
And then they do this. So it's not your average tap room as far as like the type of events they're able to throw. They got a ton of space, and then they actually have cool ties with things like, you know, the first families of beef. So there you go.
Nice. So that was your Saturday. Anything else on Saturday?
No, that was it for me, dude.
What about Sunday?
Sunday, I rode my bike down Lakeshore Drive.
Did the bike to drive thing.
Bike to drive. Nice. Yes. Yeah. Got my Brad Chmielewski on. I'm like, this dude said he rode to all these breweries. I'm like, I'm going to give this a spin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd probably be another 2 years
before
I ride my bike again.
Well, then Saturday you kicked off on our Instagram our plastic cup photos. Because then on Sunday on Palina, Salamoth got together with Bangers and Lace.
Right on.
And I think it's Cream City. They're a skate company. They put up a half pipe in the middle of Palina.
Oh, wow.
They had people skating. They had 4 beers on draft. And let's see if I remember them all. Endall, IPA, White Van, Lou, and now I'm blanking on the other one.
Lou's my jam.
Yeah.
What about the one we had? Did you say Endall already?
Endall, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm forgetting the other one, but they had 4 beers on outside, which you needed outside. You needed some low ABV.
It was a scorcher this
weekend. Crushable beers on Sunday.
Somebody hit the summer button.
I know, yeah. So that place is like 3 doors down from my house. So I rolled over there, picked up a wristband, got 3 beers. The White Van is their Belgian white ale, which is legit.
Yeah.
Really good. I was talking to John and David from Salmo. we may see White Van get a release date sometime, maybe in the future, they said. But right now, the End All, that's killing it for them. He said, I think that might be their like number two selling beer now.
Oh, shit. So, I like their beers. Lou is my jam.
Yeah.
And it's cool that they have like a city presence, you know, mm-hmm. like that. That's one of those breweries that it wouldn't surprise me at all if they just like open a cellar tap room in one of these neighborhoods, right?
Yeah. Well, they lived in Chicago for so long, but I think they all, most of them live out in the suburbs now because, you know, they've expanded that tap room is bigger. They have an outdoor area now. So just talk to them for a little bit. Yeah. And then I found my way over to Dovetail and Beguile for
The May Festiversary?
Yeah.
Right on.
Ended up making it my way there just for a couple beers. I knew some friends who were up there, and we were going to a barbecue in the neighborhood. So ended up having a beer at Dovetail, and then Beguile has a beer they did with Kevin's brother, who owns Two-Town Cider in Portland.
Okay.
Or in Oregon. They have a beer called Sippin' Pippin. Because there's a new apple called like a Pippin apple, or it's like a popular apple right now, and so, you know, play on that Scottie Pippin, and so they were doing Sippin' Pippin. It's like a cider beer. They were calling it like a apple ale, so it wasn't quite a cider because they're a brewery, so they made it a beer theme. But that place was packed.
Good old number 33, Scottie Pippin, best defensive small forward of all time.
Damn. But, yeah. That was cool. Yeah, so many dogs, kids, bands playing, just everyone hanging out. It was hot that day, though. Like, I couldn't hang outside very long.
I mean, I love it, man. It's summertime. Summertime in the city, festivals every weekend. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice that things are back to normal, man. This feels good.
So, yeah, after Craft Beer Fest, we had Beefs. We had skateboarding on Polina. We had Mayfest Adversity. So, you know, Craft Beer Week never ends.
You said it all when you said it, Brad.
Yeah. So that was our week. Those were all the events we checked out, or the ones that we remember. We might have made it to more. We just don't remember it.
Yeah,
we didn't make it to more, but we made it to others.
I did go somewhere else, but it was like, ah, good for them. The beers aren't that great. Oh, yeah, I went to a Cubs game.
Okay.
But I went to the rooftops across the street. Yeah, and I thought it was just all like AB stuff, but no, they had a you know, they had an extra Citra Pale from Surly and Oberon.
Okay.
Oberon on draft was the winner. And then they had All Day IPA from Founders. Those were your options at one of the rooftops across the street.
Nice.
For the Cubbies and Cleveland 2016 World Series rematch.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So then leading into this coming week, what do we got going on? What should everyone be continuing their outdoor drinking with?
Let's do it, man. We'll start on May 31st. That's Thursday. Starting at 11 a.m. Monk's Pub downtown. They're selling.
Monk starts early.
Dude, I dig it. They start. That's a real bar right there. Monk's Pub is celebrating their 40th anniversary, man. Can you believe that?
Mm.
Yeah, they got some kind of weird coconut variant of Parabola from Firestone Walker on tap. Of course, they got like some heavy hitters like, you know, Prop 17, and just like a really fun list to celebrate. And then I think the first beer they ever poured there was Schlitz, so there'll be plenty of Schlitz.
Sure, about. Okay.
Yeah. Good pub.
Nice, yeah.
Really one of the first like real beer bars downtown, mm-hmm. you know, was Mons Pub. They're celebrating their 40th. That takes us to the big event on Friday.
Friday/Saturday.
That's the Josh Seago Lou Dog event, the Chicago Ale Fest. This is Friday from 6 to 10. Then again, it's Saturday from 2 to 6. Yeah, this is in Butler Field. Basically, basically, it's just south of Millennium Park or north of Millennium Park.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been to this before, right?
Yeah, you know, a couple years ago, it was at Buckingham Fountain.
Right.
Which isn't too far from there either.
No.
Like, yeah. All like Chicago's front yard, kind of big space. All the spaces where Lollapalooza is typically used. Yeah, he's kind of using that for these events. I'm kind of surprised like that he's the only one that really does that, because it's a great
takes advantage of it. Yeah.
Yeah, takes advantage of this, like, you know, just really cool, you know, landscape we got out front there. So
nice.
Yeah.
Also, this weekend then is Mayfest up in Lincoln Park, really? Or Lincoln Square. So, you know, it's June, so it's Mayfest now. Drink your stein of, you know, Spaten, I think, and they may have Miller Lite. It's like Spaten and Miller Lite, or Braha, or Beta Brau.
Beta Brau.
Or not Beta, not Beta Brau.
Oh, you're talking about
It starts with a B though. I'm blanking. It's not Spaten.
Yeah,
because it's not Brauhaus, because that's the place that closed. Berghoff, no. Nope.
I can see it. I can see it, and I can't name it. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So they might have that, or I think they have that in Miller Lite.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not even gonna try.
I always enjoy an opportunity to use a cool stein.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. So
that's I believe that might be Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday. So.
Yeah. Also on Saturday, the good folks at Pollyanna, they've got two locations now. One down in Lamont, the other one in Claire, which I believe is like the North Burbs. But they're releasing a barrel-aged version of their toasted and marshmallow fun size, and all their fun size series is modeled after candy bars.
Yeah.
So this one sounds like the Snickers ode, or whatever we're calling it. It's a milk stout with marshmallows, peanuts, chocolate, sea salt, vanilla, and cacao nibs.
Damn.
And this is the barrel-aged version. Yeah, that's limit 6 per person at both locations.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So I've had the original. I haven't had the barrel-aged one there. That sounds like fun.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So that's Saturday. Check that out.
That's also Saturday, yeah. And then also Saturday at Beer Miscuous at 1 p.m. is Josh Knowles doing a book discussion. His barrel-aged out and selling out is the story of Goose Island, essentially, mm-hmm. right? But then I think it talks about craft beer as well, just on a large scale.
Okay.
Right. So he's going to have a discussion at Beer Miscuous at 1 p.m. He'll be reading excerpts from the book, but then John Lafler will be there. Lafler, of course, from Off Color. He was the barrel manager at Goose. Right. And then a couple other Goose alums. Suzanne Wolcott, who used to be the education lead over there. Now she's over at Mars. And then the Beer Miscuous, one of the Beer Miscuous staff members used to be at Clybourne.
Nice. I hear great things about his book.
Yeah.
I live through it. I don't need to read it. Yeah. That's how I'm going with it. But I hear good things.
also that. Yeah.
Yeah. I lived through it and was very close to many of the people in there. So.
Yeah. I can remember being at the bar. Actually, first time I met Jonathan's wife, Beer Princess.
Robin.
Yeah. Robin was the day that they sold. And we all happened to be at Clybourne. And, you know, she orders a... before I met her, you know, she orders like honkers on cask. I'm like, she wouldn't be the only cask beer. Who is this woman? Yeah. But yeah, like that's one of those stories where you see it, and it's cool that somebody wrote a book about it.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. Congrats. So check out this at Beer Miscuous. He's been doing different little readings throughout the city.
Yeah.
That's all events.
I think that's all I got for events, man.
Cool. Then before we wrap up here, we got a little bit of news.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't done the news in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Let's start with the last week, the Great Lakes International Cider and Perry Competition took place. Shout out to Aris, man. Aris took 4 medals, 2 Whoa. Silver and 2 bronze, man.
Damn, congrats.
For their offerings and the cider competition. They're a cider/brewhouse. That's a Haley Shine who left Rock Bottom, Chicago to go join forces with the woman who actually got a lot of people into drinking cider. Michelle Foyk.
Yeah.
Because she was I think she was head of sales for Rev, and then head of sales for Virtue, and then she went to do her own thing. So kudos to them. Speaking of Virtue, they won 11 medals.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right.
They probably won for that rosé cider, because that thing is legit.
Yeah, rosé's fantastic. That was at Good Libations, too, that rosé thing.
Aris, not too far from old Irving Brewing, so you can kind of do a double stop there.
That is true. Yeah. Let's see. Malort. Let's talk about Malort Fest 2018, man. So I don't know what our obsession is with Malort, man, but there's a bar in Elmhurst, and 6,000 people have RSVP'd on Facebook for Malort Fest 2018.
Bunch of fools.
A ticket to a Malort Fest will get you 3 shots of Malort and a T-shirt. I just thought it was interesting that 6,000 people.
I don't know. You want some terrible targeting marketing. Yeah, target people who like Malort in Chicago.
Oh, man. Time Out Chicago, they came out with a list of their best brewery tours. They came out with 20.
Okay. Right,
let's stick with the 5. Top 5. Dovetail, Lagunitas, 3 Floyds, Indiana. Mousetrap, and 5 Rabbit. Thanks, Time Out Chicago. Yeah, but I will tell you something, man. The Dovetail option on here is pretty cool, because it's the only tour I've been to where they actually, you try the grain, and then they walk out platters of water.
Yeah.
from their water machine that replicates water from around the world.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I like that. And Lagunitas is the truth because the first 45 minutes of that tour is all drinking.
Yeah, and you're on like a catwalk.
And you're doing the catwalk.
Yeah. The only time I ever did the tour at Lagunitas when we first went before they were really open, and they were like, this is probably the only time you'll get to walk around on this floor.
Yeah, yeah. So, was that the thing at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
think that was even before Chicago Beer Pass.
Yeah, right? I think it was called, like, I remember this. It was in the middle of winter, and I just remember no one knew where Douglas Park was, and no one knew how the fuck we were getting home, and it started snowing,
yeah.
And the Reggie's Rock Bus comes out of nowhere, and people just start screaming and cheering.
I took the Western Bus.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I guess Western's not that far from there, though.
Not that far.
Yeah, yeah. Like a couple blocks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lagunitas, sneaky good tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, it's a two-hour tour. Most of it, you just pregame for okay. the tour.
Mousetrap, haven't been on. Five Rabbit, been there, haven't been on a tour, but it's a big place, so it might be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally in news, Pace Magazine, who they love, blind tastings are their thing.
Okay.
Right? So they did the top 134 Pilsners. And then they also have the most random numbers for these things. Let's just run through. We'll run through the top five, but then first let's run through some of the other ones that didn't hit top five but were that are local.
Okay.
Right? At number 39, Distill Normal Pils.
Okay.
Number 32, the aforementioned Lagunitas, their Pilsner. Number 28 is 18th Street. They have a Pils called...
They have a Pils?
A Patio Pils, apparently.
Hmm.
Made at number 28. Number 26, Half Acres Pony Pils.
Okay.
Let's see. Number 25 is Rev's Pils.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then... let's just go through the top five, right? Let's just go top three. How's that?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Top three.
Number three. The Pants Brewery Pils.
Pants.
Pants is in Madison, Alabama.
Wait, Madison, Alabama? Madison. There's a Madison, Alabama?
There's a Madison, Alabama, and they have a brewery called Pants, and their Pils is number three. Yeah, all the above, right? Number two is Burial Beer. Well, I've heard of Burial because yeah. they were at Uppers and Downers. Okay. They're from Nashville, North Carolina. Their Shadow Clock Pils came in at number two. And number one is the Austin Beer Garden Industry Pils.
Interesting. Okay.
So.
Oh. Pils and their blind. That, I would say that has to be a tough tasting.
Yeah.
Because... there's like those hoppy pills, like even Pony or the Prima pills are kind of hoppy. So then you, after having 120, you may gravitate to those a little more because you're looking for more flavor. That's going to be a tough one.
I agree.
So yeah, kudos to them if they actually tasted them or if they just didn't pick randomly from a hat. You never,
yeah.
There's no live video of this, so I cannot believe what happened here.
That's true. And then also, it's of people who were down to submit their beer to Paste, wherever Paste is located.
Yeah. So you have to submit your beer.
You got
to
submit your beer. Yeah. So of the ones submitted, those are 134.
If you would like to submit your beer to be drank here on Chicago Beer Pass, let us know.
A not-so-blind tasting of
your
beer.
Yeah, we will not blind it, and we will. There's a 90% chance we will give it a good rating. It will be approved drinking. Nice.
It'll get the lead spot on the show. Yeah. Because every week we leave with the beer.
Cool. Well, we still have about a half a bottle of Dark Lord here to work our way through, but we should get out of here.
Yeah.
Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Mention the Instagram, Chicago Beer Pass, Facebook page. We're posting events. Other photos get shared there. And the website, chicagobeerpass.com. Everything gets posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And look for our other video on YouTube of Le Juice.
Le Juice.
And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.